Okay, Bible and Daily Lifers, here we are. We are going through the New Testament in a year, and now we're making progress. We're in Mark chapter 4. So we're going to begin with verse 1, and it says, again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. Well, what you learn is that Jesus is living in Capernaum, which is near the lake. It's also known as the Sea of Galilee, Sea of Tiberias. He likes to teach, likes to be around the lake. A crowd had gathered around him that was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. Well, we had seen this before in the previous chapter. Methodology of Jesus, lots of crowds out there on the Sea of Galilee. He's teaching near the water. And he pushes out in a boat, makes it his platform, and the people are on the shore. And so it's working well for acoustics. It's working well visually, and it's keeping so all the people aren't pressing on him, trying to get healed and trying to get close to him. And so he taught them many things in parables. He liked to teach in parables. Jesus likes to teach. A parable means to come alongside. So you could be a paralegal. You could be a paramedic. You come alongside. And so here, Jesus is using these stories, coming alongside, to take spiritual things and use stories of physical things, of things that we can see in the material world. So he takes these material things that we see and teaches spiritual lessons with them. It's really amazing what he does. He's the master of parables. And parables aren't unique to the Bible. They're all over the place. But as far as the use of parables, Jesus is the master. Nobody does parables better than Jesus. So here's what he said. Verse 3. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds of the air came in and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly, and because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that it did not bear grain. Still another seed fell upon good soil, and it came up, it grew, and it produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some multiplying 60, some multiplying 100 times. And then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Now he'll explain that in a moment. Watch this. So when he was alone, the 12 came to him and they asked him about the parables. And Jesus said, the secret of the kingdom has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that, two things, they may be ever seeing and never perceiving, ever hearing but never understanding, otherwise they might turn and be forgiven. So on the one hand, he said the parables have been given to you so that you can understand the secrets of the kingdom, but for others, it actually hides it. So parables are amazing, the parables of Jesus, in that for some people, it hides the meaning that he's trying to give. For others, it reveals the meaning of what he's trying to give. So if you understand the parable, then Jesus is opening up your eyes, opening your ears. Even here is metaphorical, right? Eyes and ears. Opening them up so that you can hear. Well, if you didn't quite get it, maybe you will with the explanation. And here's the explanation. Don't you understand this parable? He asked the question. Well, first of all, we should know that the way that they plant seed is different than the way that we plant seed. When I was a young boy, I used to deliver papers, newspapers, to people's houses, and we had little bags, these canvas bags that we would hang over us and we'd put the papers in there. Well, in this particular context, in the ancient world, in Israel, in the first century in Jesus' time, that's the way that they would plant. They would have a bag full of seed, and you would go out into a field, and you would just take it and throw it all over the place, not in rows like we do, or not in those little tiny pots that maybe you had them in school, or not in little holes. They just scatter it everywhere. And so the idea is broadcasting. In fact, some modern translations will actually use that. He was broadcasting his seed. So in the modern world, you could think of it as broadcasting it on television, on the internet, on the radio, just broadcasting in print any number of ways. So don't you understand the parable? How will you understand any parables? Which seems to mean maybe if you're not going to get this parable, it might be hard to get any parable. And he said, the farmer sows the word. So there you are. So the farmer is sowing the word. He's broadcasting the word. What word? The word of God. He's broadcasting the word. And so the seed is the word of God. Some people are like seed on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. So there's the first one. While he's broadcasting this seed, sometimes it's falling on the path, the well-trodden path, the road many traveled. The road is wide that leads to destruction, and many travel on it. But the road is narrow that leads to life, and few there be that find it. So this is the road where a lot of people have walked, and they're walking and walking and walking, and this seed is getting thrown in there, and it's really not doing anything. It's really not doing anything. In fact, Satan comes and just snatches it away. It's as though they never even heard it. Verse 16, others are like seed sown on rocky places. They hear the word, and at once they receive it with joy. Like, wow, I love that. That was great. But since they have no root, they only last a long time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they fall away. Well, some of the translations say tribulation, and that word tribulation, we get it from a word tribulon, which was this device that used to crush grain. So when the difficulties come that are crushing your life, you know, maybe you heard the word, maybe you received the word, maybe, you know, you went to Bible studies, listened to it. It was broadcast, so maybe you heard it on the internet, maybe you read it in a flyer, maybe somebody gave you a book, whatever, and you're sort of excited about it. But when trouble comes, it just doesn't produce any fruit. You just drop it completely. And again, it falls on the rocky places, so it's taking some root, but it's not able to go down. You see, the way that the seed is going to really be fruitful is the depth that it goes down. And so this doesn't have much depth, and when trouble comes, it's gone. Verse 17, since they have no root, it only lasts a short time. Verse 18, still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, the desires for other things, come in and choke out the word, making it unfruitful. So this one is where the seed is sown and the weeds come up. Now, I'm not much of a farmer, and I can't really grow anything. And if I make any feeble attempts to grow, or if I watch things that are growing, I can't tell the difference between the weeds and what's coming up. You know, people who are familiar with these things, they can tell the difference between the weeds and the plant. Well, they're both going down, and there's going to be a struggle, really, for which one's going to win. Is the plant going to win, or is the weed going to win? And many times, you know, the weed is going to grow faster and stronger, and it's going to choke that out. And so what are those weeds? Well, he tells us what they are. He says that the weeds are the deceitfulness of wealth, you know, pursuing something, fame, money, whatever, pursuing those things, that becomes your focus, and it just kills anything about the word. The desires for other things and the worries of this life. I think when most of us hear this, we probably hear, you know, the desires of wealth. Oh, you know, it's just all that money people, you know, they can't receive anything. No, it says the worries of this life. Well, what are the worries of this life? I don't know. Having to get up in the morning on time and showering and getting out of the house on time and fighting the commuter traffic and going about every single day from whatever it is, your 9 to 5 or your 8 to 6 or your 16-hour day or your school classes or whatever, or getting married, having a family, buying a house, whatever, the worries of this life. Housework, how about that one? Anybody ever finish their housework? No. And so these things can just crush out the word. But verse 20, others are like seed sown on the good soil. They hear the word, they accept it, and they produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. Well, that's a big crop. That's a miraculous crop. And so when the word of God is deposited in our life and the Holy Spirit is active in our life, it can produce a crop that's miraculous. And there's another parable about the seed here in the ground. Verse 26, Jesus said this. This is what the kingdom of God is like, another parable. A man scatters seed on the ground just like the other guy. Night and day, whether he sleeps or whether he gets up, the seed sprouts and grows. And though he doesn't know how, all by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk and then the head, then the kernel in the head. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts a sickle in it because the harvest has come. How does the seed grow? Who knows how the seed grows? But it grows night and day. Once it's in us, it's growing and it's producing a fruit. And it takes a while. It takes a long time for fruit to grow. And so this, the word of God, the seed of God, working in our life along with the Spirit of God is producing fruit. And it takes a while, but it's going to work out strong if we just let it grow. Just water it and sit in the sun. And so listen to the Word of God, fellowship, pray, do all of those things, and you'll find that that seed will grow and you'll produce a big, 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 big crop. Hey, so be good soil. Be good dirt. Hey, bless you guys. Bible and Daily Life, find us wherever you found us. You found us either on Facebook, you found us on YouTube, you found us on iTunes, you found us somewhere on a podcast. So we're on podcasts everywhere, so you can probably find them. So bless you guys. Love you. Peace, peace, peace. You are loved by God.